From Queensland, this is VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. The text edition is available by contacting Q News at wia.org.au.
Hello, I'm Jeff Emery, VK4ZPP, and I've been thinking. The use of internet technology is great for amateur radio, amongst other things. One of the boons to the DXer is the cluster. There is a practical problem in their use. Radio being radio, there are the variables involved in propagation and reception. The regulations require us to check that the frequency we wish to use is not already in use. Regardless of reports of rare DX being posted on the cluster, the rules are the rules, and no one is required to check the cluster, just the frequency. Of course, the maker movement seems well entrenched in the DIY amateurs seem to be being regarded as makers. Anyway, since Christmas, a newer model of Raspberry Pi has been released, and this last week came the announcement that the B Plus has an upgrade. Using a quad-core ARM processor running at 900 MHz, this Mark II Pi is backwardly compatible and has the same profile as the B Plus. It has been announced that the yet-to-be-released Windows 10 will have a version to operate on the Pi, which has been the domain of Linux. And just to round things out, trending on social media this week has been a log on receipt of amateur radio. With the magazine starting to appear on newsagents' shelves last month before the digital download became available, WIA members around the country are comparing notes on when the hard copy arrives in the mailbox. With DX, new accessories and the magazine to look forward to, it's been an interesting week in amateur radio. I'm Jeff Emery, and that's what I think. How about you?
From Queensland, this has been VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. We thank our rebroadcast team and you for listening. And remember, internet text of this news is available by dropping a note to Q News at